listening to Tom McConnell on News Talk 610 CKTV and online at 610CKTV.com.
After 11 o'clock, this is News Talk 610 CKTV. Joining us on the program, nutritional consultant Pam Killeen. How are you?
I'm great today, Tom. How are you doing?
I am great. Happy International No Diet Day.
Exactly. It's something to celebrate, isn't it?
although it's... Now, a diet has the specific goal. How do you, let me start. How do you define a diet? Because if I change what I eat, if I change my diet, what am I supposed to, if I change my diet to eat better, am I on a diet? Or is a diet specifically, as we know it, geared to lose weight or detox or whatever? How do you define?
I look at it like two categories.
Okay.
Okay. So you have the fad diets, F-A-D, fad diets,
yeah,
which are new inventions, right, which have no historical reference whatsoever, right? And then you have a traditional diet which extends for generations and generations and generations and can prove that if you follow certain fundamental principles that you can indeed be healthy, a society can indeed be healthy. So what you want to do is make the distinction between a traditional or an ancestral diet, which can be proven to be healthy, versus fad, F-A-D, fad diets, which are new inventions and have no evidence whatsoever to show that they can render good health.
So when they talk about International No Diet Day, they're generally referencing the fad diets that come in and out of our society. Oh, go on the grapefruit diet or be on the, you know, whatever diet is the diet of the moment. That's what they're referencing. Not that if you adopt a healthier eating, you know, lifestyle, that's different.
It's absolutely night and day different. So and I've mentioned this on the show before, to protect yourself against following fad diets, you want to ask yourself about five questions, right? These five questions would be things like, can this diet prove to me that couples are fertile, babies are healthy, that there's no mental or physical chronic disorders in society, that the aging are aging gracefully, that as we are senior citizens, we are still productive members of society. You have to ask yourself those questions to see whether or not the dietary information you're hearing is indeed correct and valid. So when you look at ancestral or traditional diets, they can prove that. They can prove those five elements. They can prove that couples are fertile, babies are healthy, there's no chronic or mental disorders in society, seniors are healthy, they're still productive members of society. So you have to make that distinction, Tom, because otherwise you will fall victim to a fad diet. And what fad diets can and do on a daily basis, we see this all the time, Tom, is end up making people much sicker, unfortunately.
Fad diets, because we deal with, and I think anyone could really eat a particular item or items, a restricted list, which a diet often is, you could do it for a week, you could do it for a month, you could probably even do it for a year or so, but do we have evidence you can do it for your life? Do we have evidence that, as you point out, are babies, are couples fertile, are babies healthy, that to pass it on to the next generation? You could sustain yourself on 1 year, probably on anything, as long as there's enough calories.
Well, it's actually even further than that, Tom. You'd be shocked.
Some
people do these fad diets for 20 years and proclaim health the entire time, but they ignore symptoms like brain fog, depression, fatigue, insomnia. They will tout that what they're doing is healthy, but indeed, internally, they really are struggling.
One of the things we've talked about before, and more evidence mounts that we've talked about, you know, saturated fats are not going to be bad for your heart. There's no evidence of that. Dr. Oz, you know, we hate these guys on TV, although you and I are in the media. And so we're just like them with a smaller audience, though. Maybe you're more informed, but he's like, oh, yeah, the saturated fats, there are other people coming out. And I love the title of this new book, Nina Teichholz, the big fat surprise, why butter, meat, and cheese belong in a healthy diet, and how she came to believe it. And I was like, isn't that interesting that she was writing restaurant reviews, and she found herself, she was a disciple of what we call these low-fat diets. And so instead, so for the body to, you know, sustain itself, if I'm not eating a lot of fat, which is calorie dense, I'm filling it with either protein or most likely carbohydrates. So she was on a high-carb, low-fat diet.
And as she most people are today.
Exactly. When we look at the percentage of your calories coming from carbs, she took an assignment writing restaurant reviews. She found herself losing weight on a diet of heavy creams and fatty meats. Mm-hmm. And so she began a decade-long review of the research on dietary fat. And her conclusion, eating saturated fat can be the key to developing a healthy and lean body. Which is
And a happy mind.
Happy mind, right. And which something that you've talked about because, and something we just talked about with addiction. Because your book, where we first got to know you, was, and I always get the title wrong, and it's...
Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, Common Sense Solutions for Our Number One Health Problem. And it is. What we're talking about here is exactly that. It's common sense. But unfortunately, we have been detached from nutritional wisdom, from nutritional common sense, and we have to return to that. So I'm really happy to hear about this new book. And I'm glad that somebody else has sort of snapped out of the spell of these fad diets. I think a lot of what happens today, Tom, tragically, is when people fall victim to these fad diets, they hold on to them just strictly out of pride, that they don't want to let them go simply because they don't, that would be an act of defiance for their own pride, their own ego, right? They want to be able to say to people, listen, I made the right choice. I'm not going to change simply because if I change, that means that I was fooled. And so they hold on to a lot of these fad diets simply because of pride, cognitive dissonance in the psychological world. But at any rate, so we have to just pick ourselves up, brush ourselves off, and move on and say, okay, we've been duped. We need to move on and find better solutions because there are indeed better solutions out there.
And one of the things that we can't escape, and we are a slave to our hormones. And this is and this is something that you cannot defeat your body's engineering. You cannot, you through mind power. I know we just talked about alcoholism and addiction, and that may be, well, to treat alcoholism, don't drink. Okay, no problem. But in this case, where the one hormone that drives fat storage is tough to beat, and that's insulin, where you, it's like you are fighting a war, your body is just not going to let you win. And there's reasons, there's developmental, biological development reasons why we wanted to store as many calories as possible and to eat starches and do that, because they were tough to come by. They were really tough to come by. We used to live in a world where it was, you did everything by hand, you walked everywhere. I mean, food wasn't so easy. So insulin was this great hormone. Hey, let's take those excess calories and put it in fat cells. But now, where we have a more sedentary lifestyle, where we don't wash our clothes by hand, where we have air conditioning and climate controlled in our house, which burns a lot of calories previously, insulin is the one. Insulin seems to be that key hormone where you can't beat insulin.
Right. We have to keep our blood sugar under control. And that is, when blood sugar is out of control, of course, you're going to see a lot of mood problems, a lot of fatigue, lethargy, apathy. You're going to see more addiction and so on, right? So you want to, rather than fluctuating highs and lows with your blood sugar, you want to keep the blood sugar very level. And to do that, you must eat adequate amounts of animal fat consistently through the day. So that's the real solution. I have a medical text, Tom. I put a picture of this page on my website. And in the 1940s, before the rise of Big Pharma, if you will, because Big Pharma really came to rise after World War II, but before that change, this medical text I have from 1944 shows very clearly that doctors before World War II used to recommend a diet of 65 to 75% fat, which back then would have been animal fat, right? And it shows very clearly that they knew before World War II that animal fat was crucial for controlling blood sugar. And that is really at the heart of many of the health problems that we're seeing today, not just chronic physical diseases, but mental diseases as well.
And when we talk about blood sugar, there's the one thing where to control your blood sugar, don't have sugar. Like, that's like this is the thing. And it's like, well, do I get fat from eating fat? No. Control your blood sugar by eating fat. You get fat by eating sugar.
That's exactly it. We've had our eye off the target.
We've got the wrong,
many decades.
Either we've got the wrong terms or we've just been, we got so easily confused. And it's like, right, if I eat fat, I get fat. No, that's not really what happens. It's far more complex than that.
We've been duped, Tom. We've been duped.
All right, quick break in the program. When we come back, well, when we come back, the story you sent me, because last week I talked to our friend Lisa Petty about things that make us stink. And this is an interesting, what, this vibrating capsule? You're going to have me. All right. Do you explain why I'm swallowing a vibrating capsule when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bizarre story. We'll discuss with Pam Kleen next about a vibrating capsule. What? Yeah, swallowing a vibrating capsule and what that could do to your insides. It's supposed to be good. That's next on 610 CKP.
You should leave this country. You know I come to you.
21 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is News Talk 610 CKTB. Pam, before I get to the vibrating capsule story, two questions. What about the juicing fad? The texter wants to know. Are there benefits?
No evidence to show that juicing is going to improve our health. There's no long-term evidence to show that. It is a fad. Our ancestors ate their food in the totality of the food. They never separated the juice from the inside core of the food, the fiber and so on. So what happens when you drink juice, of course, is you're taking in a lot of sugar. It's a direct hit, no different than if you ate a candy bar, for example, and you start dysregulating your blood sugar, taxing your nervous system and so on. So you really don't want to be juicing. You want to eat the food in its entirety.
Have you heard about this new food replacement? Called Soylent. No, honestly, that's the name. Just like the movie, Soylent Green.
Well, and that movie foreshadowed a lot of the problems that we're seeing today. I mean, the author of that book was a genius. He saw a disaster happening back in the early 70s when the book was written and when the movie came out. You know, we're just eating a lot of what you would call ersatz food, you know, the fake foods out there, and thinking that they're healthy simply because the label says so.
Well, have you heard about this Soylent, this food replacement that the guy said? All right, well, I'll send you on a Google search later today.
In the movie, just so you know, the word Soylent stands for soy and lentil. So in the movie, the company Soylent, of course, it was a fictitious company, but it represented about 50% of the world's food supply was being produced by this company called Soylent, and they were putting people on all these fake food bars.
Yeah. Wow. All right. I didn't know that's where they got the name from. So the person goes, so should we be buying regular ground beef instead of extra lean? Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The more fat in the meat, the better. It's easier on your digestion. You'll absorb the minerals and the protein better, and it's just a healthier food all around.
All right. So the vibrating capsule that you sent me the link to is a new treatment for constipation, and it's not chemical, but the vibrations help the body stimulate the intestinal tract to get things moving.
I've seen it all now, Tom.
A small engine that begins vibrating about 6 to 8 hours after swallowing. Now, the only good thing is that it's not, there's no chemicals, that there's no, it is biocompatible material. I guess, do you take it once a day? Does it stay in your body? I don't know. What a bizarre story. But at least, you know, people who have this problem, constipation, they're like, yeah, it actually, according to the company that came up with it, it helped them go to the bathroom more regularly.
But their eye is off the target, Tom. It's just like all the other gimmicks out there today, all these other drugs and so on. I mean, they take our eye off the target. So we turn towards some kind of quote-unquote remedy, and we ignore the fact that there is a root cause to the problem.
So we're treating the symptoms.
You end up getting sicker and sicker simply because you're ignoring the root cause of the problem. So the root cause of the problem with constipation is not a fiber deficiency or a laxative deficiency or a vibrating pill deficiency. You know, the root cause of constipation is still going to be about making sure you're getting enough animal fat in the diet. You see, a lot of our problems with constipation began in the 1970s when they started promoting heavily the low-fat diet. So if you look at the food history, of course, you'll see that in the 1970s when we started reducing our consumption of animal fat, constipation became more of an issue. And unfortunately, the savior for this problem became dietary fiber or medicinal fiber, which was rather tragic because going towards fiber actually makes the problem worse. So we have to look towards animal fat, and animal fat is the trigger for bile production, B-I-L-E, bile. And bile is what is responsible for forming the stool and triggering peristalsis. You don't want a vibrating pill to do this for you. You need bile in order to trigger peristalsis so that you can properly eliminate. So to trigger bile, of course, we have to make sure we're getting enough animal fat in the diet so that bile shows up on the scene to do this job. The trouble is, most of us who have followed a low-fat diet, unfortunately, our bile has gone to sleep, and it takes a lot of work to resuscitate that bile.
How long?
It can take a couple of years, unfortunately.
What? Oh, I don't have that time. I can pop a vibrating pill. I can get a vibrating... With the same principle, remember those vibrating belts you'd see at the old workout center? Go to Vic Tanny or whatever. And remember those vibrating belts you'd put around your body and you could just shake your thing? Maybe that's what they were used for.
That's where they got the idea.
People felt much better afterwards. It's like, hey, I'm actually going to the bathroom. This is great. Maybe that's where they got the idea.
You know, I have to work very deeply with people's biochemistry to get the bile going again, and it's a very complex process, and it does take a lot of time. But for the average person, what you need to do on a daily basis is, of course, honor getting enough animal fat in the diet to trigger the bile, but also to thin the bile. Always make sure every meal you're eating astringent-like foods, sour, tart foods like apple cider vinegar, lemon water, raw sauerkraut, pickles, all of these foods are going to help support your bile, and you need to eat them consistently throughout the day. Sip on lemon water, for example. Sipping on very strong lemon water throughout the day is going to help support your bile, and that is what tends to help people with elimination, not a vibrating pill.
So when I need to support my digestive tract by using, is this fermented foods work in a different way because they're I think there was something there that it was both fermented and acidic.
Right. So any kind of lacto-fermented food is going to help support your digestion. Apple cider vinegar, you know, all of these very strong flavors actually help to trigger the bile.
Yeah.
And that's one of the best kept secrets out there today. Unfortunately, what I notice happening is people eat these foods for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and then they fall on the back burner and forget to do them. But they're crucial. You have to stick with it, and you have to do them all day long with your meals.
Well, happy International No Diet Day.
As we, thanks, Tom.
As someone pointed out, is it any coincidence it's also McHappy Day? It's McHappy Day and also International No Diet Day. Always a pleasure, always informative. Thanks, Pam Killeen.
Thank you, Tom. Take care.
28 minutes after 11 o'clock. Quick break in the program. An up.